Hello, my name is Jasmine Lee, and I am not your mama's astrologer. Welcome to the weekly forecast. Here we are. It is the Astrologers Olympics, otherwise known as eclipse season. Welcome. It was a lunar eclipse last night as we were sleeping in Libra, and you know, lunar eclipses are a little bit different than solar eclipses. They can be a little more subtle. They can be slightly more gentle, and that's not to say they can't be very impactful. To me, a lunar eclipse is a very intuitive time. It's a time to get grounded. It's a time to sleep in if you can, which is why we are podcasting from bed, because it's a message. It's a message to you. It's a message to me that life doesn't need to be breakneck speed all the time. We convince ourselves that it does, but it super doesn't. And eclipse season reminds us to slow down. What I love about eclipse season too is that it is a story arc. I love books so much. I like to think of us all as fictional characters in our own fictions, right? Because the way we see the world, the way I personally see the world, is going to be so different from the way you see the world, because different things have happened to me, different hurts, different joys that make up the body chemistry of how I play out and live out all of the different happenstances of my life. And a lunar eclipse is the time to be paying attention to what story arcs are flaring in your life. Pay attention. What's coming up? What are the conflicts that are coming up? What are the hurts and the joys and the concepts of where you want to go next? Because it happens to us whether we're paying attention or not. I love astrology for that, because whether we're engaged with the stars or not, the stars are interacting with us on the daily. And an eclipse season is a reminder that we do have power in our set of circumstances. We do have an amazing magic inside of us to understand on a deeper level what we're playing out in our lives. What is the thing we can't stop thinking about, the habit we can't kick, the thought processes that keep us up at night, and the patterns of behavior that are special to us individually that we can work on. And so an eclipse comes to kind of shake us, to kind of move us, to ask us to be participating more actively in how we are participating back with the things that happen to us in our lives. In Libra and Aries, it is a very significant time. I think I've mentioned it already, of me versus other, of how I show up in the world versus how I'm also showing up for myself. So these themes of war, these themes of self-disregard really come up, and it started in October. So we can see that in the world headlines too, the unrest of it all. And I think that I love to think of eclipse season as a story, that the eclipse season is walking us through a story, a new plot line, a new plot twist in our lives. And it's really going to be about how we choose to actively participate in these plot twists, in these arcs. Doesn't even have to be a plot twist. It has to be something that's been building over time that now is here. Welcome. How are you going to participate? How are you going to show up? How are you going to be here in this life? Because we're not all here for a long time. We're not all here forever. And the more we listen, the more we accept, the more we ground, the more we understand that we cannot know our own life plot twists. Just like in a story, we can only read the line that's in front of us. Don't be that person. Don't be the person that skips to the last page to know how it ends. Isn't that from When Harry Met Sally, when Harry said that he always reads the last page of a book so in case he dies, he knows how the book ends that he's reading? You know, is this pessimism? Is this realism? You know, it's really superfluous, because the truth is that don't spoil your own plot. Don't spoil your own growth with needing to know where it's going. Because the truth is, you probably won't be able to guess it anyway. We aren't physical books that we can open and close. We're an ongoing audiobook that's set to play. And it's really important to listen. It's really important to be open. And it's really important, especially during this eclipse season, because we are also this week in Mercury retrograde's shadow. That means we're not in Mercury retrograde yet, but it's like we start to see the signs that Mercury retrograde is near. I like Mercury retrograde in Aries season. I like Mercury retrograde in Aries because Aries is cardinal. It's fast. This eclipse season is fast because Libra is cardinal too. So it's asking a lot of us energetically. It's asking us to start. It's asking us to finish. It's asking us to really be processing the world right now. Our world. And Mercury retrograde asks us to slow it on down, to be like, if you keep operating with a momentum that is a back-breaking pace, then you're literally going to break your back, you know? And so Mercury retrograde asks us to slow down, to find our peace, to take our ease when we can. And most importantly, to not make decisions from that like defense mechanism that we all have built inside of us to protect us. It's asking us to slow down and make decisions that more righteously conjoin our heart's desires. And now Mercury retrograde, usually it feels like things are going wrong. Things are slowing down. Things don't work out the way we want to. Our technology breaks. We don't get what we want when we want it, you know? And what's the song? The Rolling Stones. We can't always get what we want, but you'll find we get what we need, right? Like, what we need isn't always what we want. And eclipse season and Mercury retrogrades are here to show us that our preconceived notions of what we think a happy life looks like, of having more money, of having love, whatever the hero's arc you're currently in, which is the thing that you are trying to attain that you have not yet attained. We all have that. We all say, oh, I would be so happy if. Things would be so much better if I just had more money, if I just had the love of my life, if I just had a baby, if I just had the perfect job, then all of a sudden I would be so happy. And I think that Mercury retrogrades and eclipse seasons come to tell us that that's all just process. That, listen, you can have the love of your life. You can have plenty of money. You can have your babies. But if your soul has unrest, if there's trauma that keeps reawakening in your life, if you cannot get over the happenings of your past, if there's current traumas, if there's current pain, if there's any of that stuff, money doesn't heal that, soulmates don't heal that, kids certainly don't heal that. We heal that. The I in me heals the parts of me that are hurting. And while money and love and sex and vacations and all of these things are stoppers for what ails us, the ailing is still there. And I think that these seasons come, I'm at the ocean, so I'm in a very oceanic place, in waves, that there's an ebb and flow to eclipse season. It's not the same as when something happens and it's sudden and it's fast. It's like eclipse season is starting a story of our lives. And if we're quiet, and if we listen, and if we try to come from a beginner's mind of wanting to understand what the energies are trying to tell us, then I really feel like we can take control back of what it is we're trying to do in this life. You know, I also think that it's a time to be so imperfect, you know, because we really get shown our faults. We really get shown our blind spots. We really like trip all over ourselves, you know, and there are those of us who trip and laugh it off and those of us who trip and catastrophize and break a bone because of it. And really, the circumstances of our lives happen to tell us something. And if we always victimize ourselves, if we always, you know, go to our unhealed places when hard things happen or when new plot twists come into our lives, then I think we really set ourselves up to be dysfunctional people. I mean, listen, we're all freaking dysfunctional. I'm dysfunctional, you're dysfunctional. If you tell me you're not, I know you're lying, because there's some way in which you are sitting on the couch watching murder documentaries, eating candy, and drinking a soda. And maybe that's not like exactly, but we all have our proverbial murder documentary on the couch with soda moments. where we are being the very most bottom dollar version of ourselves. We all have, you know, the habits and the victimizations of places that we go that are unhealthy to self-soothe. And I think that during these times, it's really important to get like real tidy with that part of yourself, to let it be present too, though, to not like feel ashamed of who you are as a person, because your dysregulated self needs something. Remembering that when you just want to sit on the couch for like weeks and not move, it's trying to, like your body and your soul is trying to tell you something. Our dysregulated selves have so much information. You know, the alcoholics of the world, the drug addicts, the coffee addicts, the candy addicts, the TV addicts, the sex addicts. It's like all of those things, those very tactile, take me out of a situation, take me out of my own self kind of habits have information. You know, if we crave the sweet loving all the time, can't get enough of it, well, what is the deeper, you know, ramifications of the need to be physical all the time? I think of the bikers. We have a lot of bikers in Ashland in their spandex and their riding and always the riding. And I'm like, what is it? You know, what is it inside them that needs that cycle motion? Like that's a healthy dysregulated habit though, but it's there. It's kind of there. Like what are you needing to run so fast from? The constant runners of the world. It's not just relegated to like the shitty stuff, the the bad habits. The good habits too come from somewhere inside of us that's trying to beat back other parts of ourselves that are hurting. And that doesn't mean that we're all just dysregulated dirtbags. I'm not saying that, though. Maybe we are, you know, like let's just stop and understand that maybe if we could all just understand that none of us have it all together, then maybe we would all have a little bit more compassion for each other and most of all ourselves. But I digress. What I really want to say is that getting interested in the things that you obsess about is a really great way to get to know yourself from a vulnerable standpoint, from a non-triggered standpoint. Mercury rules our brain, okay? It's our thoughts. And understanding that our thoughts are a process and that it's running all the time and that it's taking input, it's taking stimuli. I have the most boring dreams in the entire world because it's literally my brain just trying to like put together the wee little pieces of the things that have happened during the day that maybe my conscious brain can't process all the way. Also being an intuitive person, I think the happenings of the day tend to need to play out twice. And so I have these very strange mundane dreams most of the time, or the god-awful dreams where I'm still working at Red Robin and having to remember the steps of service. Yes, Red Robin has steps of service. High standard for burgers, let me tell you that. Anyway, what all's to say, eclipse season, Mercury retrograde season is asking us to accept ourselves because there's no other choice, you know, unless you want to suffer. And that's okay, suffer. Listen, I am so here for you. Suffering is okay too, really. Like we all go through the pendulum swing of the suffering and the joy. It's part of being alive. So if suffering is on the docket, suffer away. I am here for you in your onesie sobbing on the couch, like drawn up hood, the whole thing. Like go for it, because I think that the more we get righteous with where we're actually at instead of where we feel like we should be at, the more progress we'll make. When we're finally honest with ourselves, when we finally admit where we're overtaxed and where we're kind of letting ourselves down and not showing up, there's really good information and growth opportunities there. But we cannot do this work. We cannot make things better. We cannot make this week work if we aren't allowing a balance. Libra always says, I balance. How do I balance the tears with the laughter? How do I balance the rest with the action? How do I balance good parenting with human parenting? You know, it's really important to understand that we are cyclical, that we are oceans within ourselves, coming in hot and retreating deeply, that we all need both of those things, not one or the other, that we can't constantly be biking, we can't constantly be show binging. There has to be this beautiful nebulous, this beautiful in between, and that's our heart center. That's our heart right here. It's our heart controls the in between of our head and our bottom, of our base and our potential. There's our heart in between. And if we don't attune the two, then our heart creates so much, our bodies create so much cortisol and stress and feelings of hopelessness and letting ourselves down and shame. And oh my God, the cycles are endless, because we are endless, because we are traumatized bodies, because there isn't one of us that haven't experienced something extremely painful or extremely joyful. And understanding that there's room for both always, and that we don't always have to be attuned to the one or the other, that they both are the same, really, that death and birth have the same vibe. And there's a reason for that, because it's an exhale, an inhale, and a letting go. That this world that we live in needs to focus on more surrendering and less structure. That the foundations that you're building are really superfluous, because the energies at any time can knock them all over. And understanding that the building of it, the process of our foundations, the whys of how we build the structures around ourselves that we do, is the juice, is the stuff, is the joie de vivre, is the reason that we're here, is to understand process and to always need results, to always need to end up somewhere, is faulty thinking. Because it's so funny, you'll look back and 5 years ago, you would have never dreamed that you'd be here. So why push? Why the need to know? Why not emptying out and releasing, and understanding that when we can rebuild from a more neutral, unattached state, that's when miracles happen, that's when the universe truly shows itself to us, when we're willing to let go of our preconceived notions. Because truly, as I say, how I experience the world and how you experience the world are completely different. My hurt stories and your hurt stories, her stories, our histories are different, that we'll never be able to truly see a sunset in the same way, that I will see it different than you will see it, that I can look at the ocean and think of my mom and you can look at the ocean and think of nothing at all. Think about that. Think about how we process color differently. Think about how we process music and sound differently. And then try to come to a place of neutrality and understand that you are not yourself all the time. You are a fluctuating, beautiful book being written of yourself, and the notion that you have to define yourself absolutely is insane. It's a way to really like put yourself in a categorical section that doesn't need to be thus. Like, we don't need to categorize ourselves, and we don't need to categorize the other person or the other people in our lives either. That we can righteously sit in the space of these messy astrological times and say, I am a work in progress and so are you. Imagine the compassion and the curiosity and the beauty that can come with the notion that we all see a sunset different. And if you lined 30 people up on a beach to watch the sunset, they would all be thinking and smelling and viscerally feeling something different than what you are feeling. That's magic. That's magic. And to not need them, to not need other, to see the world the way you see the world. That really we're here to help each other understand the great viscera that breathes us and exhales us. And that if we could be so curious, instead of so judgy, instead of so hateful, instead of so jealous, instead of so needy, instead of so wanting, what if this week, as your story is giving you something new to process, you could see that as something really beautiful, even if it hurts, or even if it's lucky, or even if it's whatever it is. If you can see it as part of the plan, how things would change. And then if you could understand that everybody else is also in equal parts going through their own plot twists, maybe we could just be a little more expansive and give each other a little bit more time and space to be. That really we could change the world. I mean, big thought processes for something that's going on very internally. Take the day today. Take a day to really think about what are the story arcs in your life that are flaring right now, and where is it trying to lead you? Where is your next beautiful mountain to climb? Don't carry it, climb it. Where's your beautiful arc? And once you get there, what will be the vista that you earn after the hard work? Always understand that the hard work of our life pays off in spades when we allow and we really truly do the work. So, welcome to eclipse season, baby. I hope it works for you. I hope it works for me. Find your zen, find your grounding. And as always, please like, subscribe, comment, message me. You want a reading for where this eclipse falls in your chart? I'm your girl. I can tell you what the themes of this eclipse are, can be for you. So drop a comment, drop a message, follow me, and thank you ever so much for being in this crazy planet, in this crazy time during eclipse season in Mercury retrograde shadow. May the odds be ever in our favors.